Good health to all from Rexall. It's the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, presented by the makers of Rexall drug products and 10,000 independent Rexall family druggists.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, here to welcome you for the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we believe in the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. And we've put the orange and blue Rexall sign on our windows to let you know we recommend and sell them. Bismarex is a good example of the quality of these products. This famous Rexall antacid brings prompt and prolonged relief from acid indigestion, often neutralizing excess acidity in less than 1 minute, and leaving a soothing, protective covering on irritated stomach membranes. Quality like that of Bismarex is what we family druggists are talking about when we tell you you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall. And now your Rexall family druggist brings you the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show. Written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Next week, Phil is going on a tour of one-night personal appearances. He's quite excited about it, and as we look in on the Harris home, Alice, William, and the children are questioning him about the trip.
Phil, is it true that you're going to play 3 weeks of one-nighters?
That's right, honey. The lucky citizens of 21 American cities are going to see Phil Harris in the flesh. No other public can make that statement.
Who's going to appear in the act with you, Daddy?
Oh, I'm taking some very good talent with me, Phyllis. Rochester's going to do the dancing, and then there's a girl singer named Vivian Blaine, and I've also
There, Father. Back up a little. What does this Vivian Blaine look like?
Honey, how should I know? I never look at another woman. I heard her sing, she sounded good, and I hired her. I didn't look at her, I just listened to her.
Alice, Miss Blaine is a pretty little blonde with blue eyes and the cutest little mole on her left shoulder.
She's a tall redhead with green eyes and the mole is on her right shoulder.
I thought you just listened to her.
So I got very observant ears.
Who else is in the act, Daddy?
Well, there's me, my band, Miss Blaine. Rochester and some tired violinist.
What's his name?
I don't know. Yasha Benny or something. I discovered him at the railroad brakeman's ball. The poor old man was sitting there sobbing his heart out.
What was wrong with him?
He was going nuts trying to play a square dance in a round house. Filthy, those things roll out of your mouth like pearl juice. Hey, I gotta use that one in my act.
No, well, let's get him a booth at the farmer's market. He's popping the corn tonight.
Now, Willie, careful what you say about me or I'll tell everybody.
Tell them what?
That you've been cheating in your sewing class. You'll flunk if they find out that your mother's doing all your hemstitch homework. I'll happen to be terrific because I'm a terrific comedian. Alice, you saw me at that benefit I did for the policeman's ball. When I told them jokes, I laid them in the aisle.
You laid a few on the stage, too. Look, Phil, if you're going to be on the road for 21 days, please be careful. You know how those musicians like to drink.
Yes, I know. Those boys will be the despair of me yet. How they can stand the horrid stuff is beyond me. I sipped a teaspoonful the other night just to try
Thank you, Carrie Nation. Look, Phil, All I ask you to do is be careful and behave yourself.
Oh, set your mind at ease, dear. I knew you'd be worried about it, so I'm taking a chaperone with me.
Who?
Frankie.
This is a chaperone?
Yeah, you see, Remley's going to be the troop mother. He's taking care of all the business and social arrangements, and he's been looking up... Uh-oh, there's the doorbell. Come in. Oh, hiya, Frankie.
Curly, did you know that if you add a jigger of paint remover to a pony of hair tonic and let it come to a slow boil, it's like having a hot martini?
That was our troop mother that said that.
He's going to be your chaperone, huh?
That's right, Alice. You just leave your husband in my capable hands, and I'll see to it that he leads the good life. I shall stand as a shining beacon for those who might get off their course and are in danger of being dashed on the rocks of temptation.
You better trim your wick, Dad. I think the lamp in your lighthouse went out.
Take it easy. I want Phil to lead a regular life when he's on the road. None of those all-night poker games. I want him to get enough sleep, and I want him to eat his meals on time. Breakfast at 9, lunch at 12, and dinner at 6.
Righto. I'll see to it that he's in bed by 8.
Don't overdo it. He doesn't have to be in bed by 8.
Well, if he's going to have breakfast at 9, he should have at least 1 hour.
Boys going to be doing all night?
Working, of course. Me and the boys have to write new arrangements and rehearse them. I don't think I'll even have time to sleep at all. I guess I'll just have to have my breakfast served in my room at 9.
Curly, you can't do that.
Why not?
You'd get oatmeal all over the cards.
What cards?
Oh, Frankie and me have worked out some card stunts for the band. You know, like they do in the football games. Now, at a signal from me, the boys in the string section hold up their cards, and it spells out the name of the father of our country, James C. Petrillo. And then the brass section holds up their cards, and it forms a beautiful picture of Abraham Lincoln.
Well, this may seem like a stupid question, but why do you have Lincoln's picture over Petrillo's name?
Politics. It makes him happy to think he looks like Honest Dave.
You finished, Curly?
Yeah.
As I was saying, you'll get oatmeal all over the cards. You can't play poker with a sloppy
Please,
jack.
Please, Frankie, will you? This is strictly a business trip. We should be making plans for the tour right now.
I'm making plans. That's why I'm here. I want to borrow 2 suitcases.
How much hair tonic do you plan to take? What do you need 2 suitcases for?
I'm taking 10 suits.
You ain't got 10 suits.
We'll have, since I borrowed 9 of yours.
Remley, you ain't getting none of my clothes, and you're not getting my suitcase either. I only have 2 suitcases.
But, Curly, what am I going to pack my stuff in?
Put hangers in your guitar case.
Where'll I put my guitar?
What guitar? That case is a decoy, and you know it.
Phil, if you're going to be on the road for 21 days, you'll have to take a lot of clothes. Why don't you buy a trunk?
I thought about that, honey, and it's a good idea, but I don't use a trunk very often. I hate to spend a lot of money for one. Those things are very expensive.
Not if you know where to go, Curly. Why spend a lot of money on an expensive trunk when you could pick up a cheap one?
Yeah, but where can I go to buy a cheap trunk?
What are you asking me for?
Hallelujah, he finally ran out of guys. So you don't know a guy who sells cheap trunks, huh?
No. But I know a guy who knows a guy. This guy he knows runs a second-hand store off Main Street. He's got some great buys, Curly. Why don't we get down and look at him?
All right, I can't lose nothing by looking. Come on, Frankie, I'll go with you.
Yeah, all right.
Phil, don't buy anything unless it's in good condition.
I won't. We'll be back home soon, honey.
Oh, well. While they're gone, it'll give me a chance to tune the piano. Sounds good. I think I'll try it. Dearie, do you remember when we waltzed to a Sousa band? My wasn't the music brand. Chowder parties down by the seashore. Every 4th of July, test your memory, my dearie. Do you remember watching John L. win every fight? Cause nobody got from Sullivan's right.
Dearie, life was cheery in the good old days gone by.
Do you remember, if you remember, well, dearie, you're much older than I. Jenny Lind, presented by Barnum, sang her sweet lullaby.
Test your memory, my dearie. Chicago all in flame sure caused a terrific row.
They blamed it on Mrs. O'Leary's cow.
Dearie, life was cheery in the good old days gone by.
Do you remember, if you remember, well, dearie, you're much older than I. Ran at a record pace.
Tin, tin, tin in serial chapters. Always rescue the guy.
Test your memory, my dearie. Do you recall when Babe Ruth pitched for the Boston team?
He sure had a curve that was loaded with steam. Dearie, life was cheery in the good old days gone by.
Do you remember?
Yes.
If you remember.
We do.
Well, dearie, you're much older than I.
You'll admit that you're much older than I.
Oh, Remley, I don't like the looks of this store. It's in an awful tough neighborhood.
No, don't let appearances fool you. Look at the beautiful merchandise they have in the showcase.
Merchandise? Brass knuckles, blackjacks, burglar tools, bulletproof vest, and a Thompson submachine gun.
Yeah. They carry a complete line of sporting goods.
Well, it's nice of you to bring me to the Abercrombie and Fitch of the underworld. I appreciate it, old boy.
Right.
Look, Frankie, I don't want to trade here.
Curly, you got nothing to worry about. My friend said this is a perfectly legitimate place. Here comes a clerk.
Howdy, gents. What can I do for you?
Are you Eddie Miller?
Maybe and maybe not. Who wants to know?
My name is Remley. Ben Duffy sent me.
You mean light-fingered Ben of the BBDNO mob? Well, what's on your mind, Sean?
Oh, look, I want you to do me a favor.
Sure, what's the beef? You want your fingerprints removed? Or maybe a hot gun disposed of?
No, look, mister,
hey, if you'll just step into the jewelry department, I'll saw the bracelets off of you.
Well, don't you think you want to take the bullet out of my hip first?
Okay, you wait here. I'll go get the pliers.
Wait a minute, Frankie. I ain't getting no place with this guy. Go ahead, talk to him.
Hey, Eddie, all we want is a trunk.
Oh, why don't you say so? I got a used trunk right here that's a great buy. I bought it off on a retired smuggler.
That looks nice. We got to take a lot of stuff with us. Is it roomy?
Is it roomy? This was built to hold 12 large trays of diamonds or 2 medium-sized Chinamen.
I'm not taking any... Hey, wait a minute. If I could get 2 of my musicians in there, I could save a little cabbage.
Curly. You're getting wild.
Quiet, Ching Lee. Now step inside there and try it for size. And if you squat a little, I think you can get your guitar case in, too.
There's one thing I can't stand. It's a wise alien smuggler.
Hey, Miller. Hey. There's a beautiful piece of merchandise. This trunk belongs to... Who's that belong to?
Oh, that trunk there? Yes, that is beautiful, isn't it? That trunk belonged to Louis Moretti. Oh, that was a classy guy. He was public enemy number one 3 years in a row.
Hey, I read about him. Ain't he the guy that disappeared and nobody knows what happened to him?
That's right. A couple of hoods brought his trunk in and I can let you have it real cheap.
How much?
Well, I can let you have it for as much as how much you got with you.
Well, all I have is $25.
You got $75.
How did you know?
I frisked you when you come in. Here's your wallet back. I already...
I like your way of doing business. It's very fine. But this is a beautiful trunk, and I'll take it. Here's my card with my name and address. Look, send it right away because we'll need it in a hurry.
Don't,
let's go.
Don't
send
you
it right
worry.
Out.
It'll be over to your place before you can say J. Edgar Hoover. Hey, Joe.
What do you want, boss?
Deliver this trunk to this address.
Should I empty it out first? I've been throwing some junk in there.
What kind of junk?
Rags, old clothes, and that broken store dummy.
Well, can't we use that dummy?
The head's cracked and the arms and legs are busted.
Well, leave it in there. Take it over the way it is and let Harris get rid of the dummy.
Certainly is a gorgeous-looking trunk for $75. How's it fitted on the inside, Phil?
I haven't looked inside yet.
Where did you buy it?
In a shop on Skid Row Boulevard.
Phil, how can you buy anything down there? It's probably stolen goods.
Alice, please. The clerk told me the name of the man who formerly owned it. He was a prominent public figure.
3 years in a row.
All right.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it belonged to some thug.
Alice, I'll have you know that this trunk belonged to a very well-traveled gentleman. Now, just look at the labels on it. He's been to San Quentin. Al Catras. La Veenworth. And seen.
That's in China. He's also been to France. Here's one from the Bastille.
And here's a label from Tehachapi. Why, that's a woman's prison.
Oh, his wife travels, too.
This trunk belong?
Well, it belonged to Louis Moretti. The cops think somebody did away with him, so he won't need the trunk no more.
Oh, you shouldn't have bought a gangster's trunk. Oh, well. If you'll excuse me, I have to go upstairs and sandpaper the bedposts. See you later.
Okay, honey, we'll... Sandpaper the bedposts? Well, I guess she's been getting splinters in her feet.
She's been doing some very strange things lately.
All right. Let that be as it may.
Mm-hmm.
We better start packing now. Frankie, hand me some of those musical arrangements while I open the trunk.
Yeah, okay.
I'm anxious to see what this looks like on the inside. Hey, this looks... Ah! Friendly, help!
What's the matter, Curly? What happened?
I
take it easy. You're as pale as a ghost. Look at your eyes. All the blood's drained out of them. What's wrong?
Remley, in the trunk, a nude stiff.
What?
A corpus delicacy.
Oh, don't be silly. Let me see that. Curly, who's your house guest?
Well, don't ask me. I didn't invite him. He looks like he might be a friend of Willie's. Oh, Remley.
Curly, I bet I know who it is. That must be Louis Moretti in there. That must be where he disappeared to.
Frankie, I'm going to call the police.
Drop that phone. Cops will think we did it.
Yeah. Well, let's take this trunk back to that store.
That's even worse. If his gang catches us with this, they'll knock us off.
Well, then what are we going
to
do?
There's only one thing we can do. We'll have to give the trunk to somebody that's going on a trip.
Don't be silly. Who do we know that's going on a trip?
Hiya, fellas. I brought the groceries.
Well, if it ain't Julius Bon Voyage, and don't forget to write a bruise here.
Hey, you'll have a wonderful trip, kid. We got a brand new trunk for you, and it's all packed. Take it and get going.
Get going where?
How about Istanbul?
Yeah, Turkey's nice this time of the year now that the chestnut dressing's in bloom.
I don't want to go to Turkey.
Then how about Hawaii? Beautiful Hawaii.
My dream.
Land of enchantment, where the palm trees sway in the breeze, and the hula dancers sway in a different place. And the Homa Homa Nuka Nuka Apawa go swimming by. You don't, huh? I got just the place for you. Spain with its beautiful black-eyed senorita. Drumming guitars and romance neath every balcony. Castanets gaily clicking.
I ain't going to Spain, neither.
You don't like Spain. You can stop now, Carmen. Say, Julius, have you ever thought about going to China?
No.
Well, think about it. China, land of mystery. Where the geisha girls dance to the strains of the mandarin. China, land of the midnight sun.
That's the North Pole.
The North Pole, land of the Eskimos.
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free.
Remley, what are you doing?
That's as close as I can get to Eskimo music.
Oh, these guys have been on the wagon too long. Their little brains are getting dehydrated. What's the matter with you?
There's nothing the matter with us. We just want to give you this trunk.
Why are you so anxious to get rid of this trunk? What do you got in it?
There's nothing in it, is there, Frankie?
Of course not. There's no dead body in there.
Thank you, my friend Irma. How stupid can you get, Remy?
You got a body in there, Mr. Harris? Who's body? Wait a minute. Where's Miss Faye? What did you do with her?
Julius, you don't think...
You fiend! How could you do such a thing to her after she supported you all these years?
Look, Julius, I tell you, it's not Miss Faye. It's Louis Moretti.
The missing gangster?
Yes. Anybody found with this trunk is going to get into a lot of trouble.
And you were kind enough to want to give it to little me.
Well, I didn't want anyone to find it here because... Oh, there's the door. Now, remember, Julius... Don't say a word about this to anyone. If any of his gang finds out that I've got his body, I'm liable to get knocked off. Now, quiet. Come in. Oh, how do you do, sir?
Don't nobody move. Stand where you are. I get you covered, sweetheart.
Well, if it ain't Sam Spade. Come on in, Sammy. Have a
chat. Shut up. I'm a friend of Louis Moretti's. I heard you got his trunk, and I want to take a look at the inside. Sweetheart.
Well, what for? There's nothing in there, is there, Frankie?
No.
Now ask me, sweetheart.
Julius, will you keep quiet?
Leave the little ape alone. I got reason to believe you guys did away with Louis Moretti.
Who, me? What are you talking about? That's ridiculous. I'm no gangster. I'm a respectable citizen. I'm Phil Harris.
That right, kid? Is he Phil Harris?
Yeah, that's Phil Harris. Alias Philzy the Fink.
Julie.
Alias Windy Wonga.
Now stop it.
Alias Pretty Boy Harris.
I am no... Well, I have been called that on occasion.
You're such a tough hood. How come I never heard of you?
He's from out of town. He was sent here by the Detroit mob to knock off Louis Moretti.
Who's this other guy?
Trigger Happy Remley. He was sent here to rub you out.
No. Pay no attention to this dead end kid, mister. He's just trying to start something.
Yeah, that kid's lying.
Yeah, well, we'll soon find out. I'm going to open that trunk, and if I find Louis' body in there, I'm going to...
You ought to do something about that stuttering.
Yeah, put some pebbles in your mouth and go down to the ocean. Try to talk into
the... Shut up!
Now, look, now, mister, you're only wasting your time because there's nothing in that trunk but a lot of dirty rags.
And old clothes.
And Louis Moretti.
I thought so. All right, back up against that wall, all of you. Looks like I'm dealing with a tough mob. I ain't taking no chances. First one that moves gets it.
A few things I think you ought to take on your trip.
Well, I'll be a trustee's uncle if it ain't Ma Barker. Get over there with your three boys, Ma.
Don't you order me around and take your hat off when you're in my house.
But I'm...
And stop dropping ashes on my rug. I just had it cleaned.
Hey, look, lady.
And give me that cat pistol.
Alice.
Phil, how many times have I told you I don't want you and your friends playing cowboy and Indians in the living room? Now, give me that gun.
Hey, lady, I'm warning you.
I said give it to me.
You better give it to her, mister. She's murder when she gets mad.
Well, I guess I'll just have to take it. There.
Oh, lady, please give me back my gun. Without it.
I'll be darned. She took it away from him.
Yeah, I wonder if she could be Ma Barker. Now,
what's all this nonsense about?
Well, my pal Louis Moretti's bunny is in that trunk.
Oh. Today you boys are playing cops and robbers, huh? There's nothing in this trunk, and I'll show you.
Alice, don't do it, I tell you.
I'm gonna do it. Oh. Phil, for heaven's sake, where did you get this thing?
Is it him?
There's nothing in here but a silly-looking dummy.
That's Louis.
It's a broken store dummy made of wax.
A store dummy? Is that all that is? And I thought it was... Oh, what a relief. I told you, mister, there was no body in there.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing for you there ain't. I'm leaving. Give me my gun back, lady.
No.
But I need it in my business. I can't make a living without it.
I might get into trouble with it, so I'm keeping it, and that's final.
Oh, nuts. Now I'll have to go back to work as a baseball umpire.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. But right now, here's your Rexall Family Druggist.
Quite recently, wives and mothers all over the country were asked what items they felt they should always have in the family medicine cabinet. And what item do you think usually headed the list?
I'd say a good all-round mouthwash and gargle.
Well, you're typical, ma'am. For American mothers agreed, every family medicine cabinet should contain a reliable, all-round antiseptic, one that would serve as a mouthwash, gargle, breath deodorant, or antiseptic dressing, all with equal effectiveness.
And are you implying there's one that good?
You bet I am. It's Rexall's MI-31.
MI-31. Why the odd name?
Well, MI-31 is the scientific designation of a special antiseptic formula that, when used full strength, kills contacted germs almost instantly. Yet it won't harm delicate membranes of the mouth and throat. That's why MI-31 works equally well as a mouthwash, gargle, and breath deodorant, or as a soothing antiseptic first aid dressing for cuts, scratches, and minor burns. What's more, Rexall gives you a full pint of MI-31 at the same price you pay for smaller quantities of other leading brands.
Gee, I've got to remember that name. Rexall MI-31.
And remember this, too. You can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Folks, this is Phil again. Jackson and I do the first show of our tour in Pasadena this Wednesday night at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium. It's a whale of a show, believe me, and tickets are on sale now. Over two full hours with Jack Benny, Rochester, beautiful Vivian Blaine, my whole band, and lots of great extra acts, all in person. So try and come and see us, won't you? It's this Wednesday evening, May the 10th, and the show starts at 8:20 at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium. We'll be looking for you. Good night, everybody, and thanks.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
It's new. It's better. It stays put longer. It's less irritating. It's Rexall ProCap, the new and better adhesive tape. Yes, after years of research and clinical testing, Rexall gives you ProCap, P-R-O-C-A-P, the adhesive tape that not only sticks better and stays put longer, but is less irritating than any adhesive plaster made. Ask for ProCap adhesive tape wherever you see the orange and blue Rexall sign on the window. And remember, you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Next, Sam Spade, then Gertrude Lawrence and Walter Pidgeon on NBC.